This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. All that rain we're having isn't just making the lawns and flowers grow. It's giving us a bumper crop of mosquitoes. Howard Russell is an entomologist with Michigan State University. And Howard, I kind of remember us being pretty happy in the spring that we didn't have the usual mosquitoes because we had a pretty dry March and April. But here we are, it's July, and we're swatting away mosquitoes. Why is that?
Well, they are terrible, Cindy, and they resulted from all that rain we've had over the past 2 or 3 weeks. Around where I live, I think we're pretty close to 10 inches of rain towards the end of June, and that filled up all the low-lying areas that produce these summer mosquitoes, and as long as that water stays, I'm afraid we're going to be dealing with them for the next few weeks.
And so the mosquitoes couldn't be happier.
Mosquitoes are pretty happy right now, I would think. We have a few that can produce a generation in as little as 5 or 6 days when it's 85 or so degrees. So they are going to continue to produce more mosquitoes as this water stays around. And if we get more rain, and which looks like we're going to over the next week or so, we could be dealing with mosquitoes, you know, well into the month of July.
So it certainly bears repeating about clearing out standing water to cut down on mosquito breeding. But I'm wondering, Howard, we see so many shopping strips and subdivisions with those retention ponds and homes with ornamental ponds. How much are all of those adding to our problem?
Well, as long as the water is moving, mosquito larvae have a difficult time developing in water if there's any kind of movement at all. And if we change the water out every few days, that will help. And these little ponds that have the fountains, that's probably enough water motion to keep mosquitoes at a minimum. And certainly, if water's there long enough, they will develop a whole community of insects, many of which will feed on mosquito larvae. Yeah. Mosquitoes do best in pools that are temporary because there aren't predator insects that live in that water with them, so they could just reproduce without any sort of natural controls, and that's why we see such large numbers out of these temporary standing water in low-lying areas.
You know, this is a great chance to ask an entomologist something I've always wondered. Is there anything good about mosquitoes? By that, I mean, do they serve any purpose in the insect world, or are they just put on this earth to bug us?
Well, you know, I get asked, you know, what purpose is that insect? And I think we, as humans, like to think that everything relates to us. And that's not true. You know, for any biological organism, their purpose is to produce more of their kind. And that's what mosquitoes do. I mean, their goal is to reproduce and put their genetic material in the next generation, and that way they're a biological success, and that's what drives them as an organism, just like it drives us.
Howard Russell is a Michigan State University entomologist. Howard, thanks for sharing your mosquito knowledge with us, and let's look forward to cooler weather in fall, and we can stop slapping at ourselves.
All right, Cindy, thanks for having me on.